though. This portion of the Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by the Medina County District Library. Digital downloads are free. For details, visit mcdl.info. And we have Tina Sable from the library joining us this morning. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Craig and Bruce. Good to be here.
A lot of great things. I guess the library, summertime is an interesting time for a library, too, because all different hours for kids who may be coming in, or maybe there's activities for young kids and families and things like that.
So that is true. We have our summer reading celebration going on right now. We've had more children sign up to play our summer reading game, which of course helps them keep their reading skills up over the summer. And we've had really excellent numbers this summer, so we're very pleased.
What kind of selections? Any particular selections, or just, you know, kids' books in general?
Well, the kids come in for a lot of the programs, but then they also come in. We have a game board. There's something about having a game board and kids getting to fill in each little spot every time they read a book that they just get a lot of excitement out of. So they come in, they win prizes, they can win a book at the end, they can win big prizes too out of the grand prize drawing. So if there's still time to come in and play, it goes through August 2nd. And we also have a big event coming up this weekend. It's the Bee Festival. It's the signature program of the Medina Library. And, of course, Medina is known for the bees, AI Root. And so the Medina County Beekeepers Association comes to the library. They set up a mesh tent on the front lawn, and they open up a hive. So you can get within inches of an actual hive that is buzzing with live bees, but you're safe. And, of course, the gentlemen inside of the tent are fully dressed in all of their beekeeping wear, which I think the kids are a little bit afraid of, but also find very intriguing.
Right. Well, you know, they're told by their parents, as I know as a kid, bees, well, be careful, don't get near them, don't get them angry, whatever. And here they are in sort of a very controlled environment. They get to see things.
Exactly.
Really creates an excitement for that. But then there's other things going on related to that, right?
Yes, there's, of course, many things going on inside. We have a balloon guy. Of course, the line for him is always a mile long. He's very popular. We just have honey tastings. We have little classes because, you know, beekeeping is becoming popular and people want to learn about it. People are going back to basics. And a lot of people in Medina County, when you drive around, you see the beekeeping everywhere you go out in the country.
Start to understand the importance of the bees.
Yes, definitely.
Differentiation between those and those annoying yellow jackets and the other ones that may have different, you know, people may kind of just lump them all together, but they realize that the bees are really
important
for
definitely.
That as well. So that's a fun event that you have. I understand there's some unexpected offerings, too, that you have at the library. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while I'll hear somebody say, are libraries really still relevant? And my answer is absolutely yes. I mean, it's a community center. It really is. And we want to stay up with the times, obviously, with offering the community things that they want and they need. But sometimes they don't even know we offer, so we need to tell them about it. One thing that we offer that I personally used earlier this year is you can sign up for a passport at the library. You can get your picture taken. You can fill out all the paperwork. It's a little bit of you know, you want to make sure you do it correctly, and our library our library staff will help you fill out the paperwork, make sure everything is perfect. You write the check, they send it off for you, they do it for you, and I think that gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
You get the picture taken at the library?
Yes, at Medina and Brunswick Library.
Wow. That's kind of neat. And then it gets mailed back to the person at their home or whatever.
I just did it. It was quite easy.
Wow, that's great.
Where are you going?
Okay. I'm going to Nicaragua.
There you go.
Yes, on a family pilgrimage. My mom was born there, so we're all going to go back and see where she grew up.
Good for you. Yeah. Have you been there before?
Once, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can always do research at the library as well about a place you're traveling.
You know, I got books out for my kids about Nicaragua, so they can learn a little bit about it before we head out.
And different places, especially if there's different languages, you can get details on that
Absolutely.
As well. I also know there's a lot of those, you know, we talk about books and you say, is it relevant? Well, there's electronic versions of all those books available.
Definitely. Our numbers on digital downloads are through the roof because people are finally realizing that the library has a great collection and it is free. So you can go to www.mcdl.info, go to e-media, and you can download up to 84 items a month. We have TV shows, we have e-books, audio books, movies, and really the selection is quite good. I was just on there the other day, and I downloaded two Oscar-nominated movies from last year. So they're not the ones that nobody really wants to watch. And we also have a lot of documentaries. And a lot of people are into those. So those are sometimes a little bit difficult to find. You know, you hear about a cool documentary, and you're like, where am I going to find that? And go to the library website. It might just be there waiting for
you.
Wow,
that's great, too. What is this one book program that you have?
Well, there's a lot that went into this. We've wanted to do a one book, one community read for a while. Lots of other libraries have done it. We've done it in the past. It basically means you're trying to get the entire community to read one book, a book that can get people talking, a book that can create change in the community. And that book this year is called Wonder, and it's written by R.J. Palacio, and it's about a boy who was born with severe facial differences. And because of those, he's had so many operations, and he hasn't been able to go to quote-unquote normal school. And in the fifth grade, he is finally going to, it's a private school, but still he's going to be, after being homeschooled his whole life, among other children that are his age, his peers. He's very nervous. And it's a book that really shows you that at the beginning, he's very uncertain, and by the end, you are cheering for him, and so are all of his classmates. And there's heroes, there's people that are not heroes in this book. What really made us choose this book is that last September, so fall of 13, there was a community needs assessment done in Medina County. United Way spearheaded it among other organizations. And one of the things we found was that young people and teens in Medina County really needed more discussion, more mental health resources. Many of them admitted to contemplating or even having thoughts of suicide, and we want to address that in the community. That's not something we want for our young people. So this book is definitely touches on tolerance and on anti-bullying and on many things that we just really need to talk about in our communities.
That seems a very forward way of a library looking at it. It's instead of a library sort of being there for people to come to, it's almost like you're bringing something to the people saying, let's all try to do this. How do you coordinate that with the whole community and through all ages, and what's the process for something like that?
Well, we teamed up with United Way, and one of the first things we did was this spring, in coordination with United Way, we asked businesses and individuals to help provide this book to every sixth grader in Medina County. So obviously I used to know the number, it's fallen out of my head, but several thousand copies of this book. We had businesses writing checks to cover 200 books, 500 books. I was at Buckeye Middle School last month when we presented the books to all the sixth graders, and they were really excited. And the thing I saw that kind of made me laugh was, even among all those kids and all that noise, several of them just opened the book and started reading it, which is like the whole point. So, and then from there, they're all going to have book discussions in the fall. And we're encouraging, you know, the ladies book groups that meet at the library or in somebody's den for tea and cookies to discuss this book. It's all ages. Everyone can relate to it.
And so this then, if everybody has sort of the same like seed germinating within them, in them, other discussions can come out of this.
Yes, or other... and change can happen. And we just really want, you know, I mean, bullying and contemplating suicide, these are not topics that are nice. These are not topics that are warm and fuzzy. But you need to discuss them. And with the United Way, we're hoping to bring that to the forefront in the community.
And kind of give it in a safe atmosphere as well,
yes,
where people are thinking, I don't really want to talk about it. Other people feeling this way, and it has that whole sort of, and it kind of ties in a little bit sometimes, you know, mental health, which is always has a stigma to it as well.
Definitely.
So something like this can bring parts to doing this. Was this an idea that you've seen other places, or is this a nationally thing that's happening somewhere?
This book actually has been used in other communities. If you go to YouTube, you can see that other schools and other communities have used this book because it was a New York Times bestseller. It is very popular right now. It's very timely. I think your point in saying the library isn't just there for people to come to, the library is coming to you, that's exactly what we want to do. And we do that in so many other ways, too. I mean, on a much more laid back scale. I mean, we have a bookmobile, we have outreach services where we have librarians who will actually take books to homebound and elderly people who cannot come to the library. They can't even get to the bookmobile, but they have a visitor that comes twice a month, which is probably the most important part of the whole process, is getting to see that friend, that volunteer that comes to their home and brings them the reading materials or brings them the audio materials, because even some of these people, you know, they can't see very well, but we bring them what they can use and what they need.
Well, there's a lot of things going on at the library, including this, the One Book campaign, which they kicks off on August 23rd.
Yes.
And then, of course, the Bee Festival, which is what, this?
This Saturday, the 19th. Yes, 11 to 3. We also have a Friends of the Library group, and they are having a book sale Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. It's in the basement of the library, and it is the largest bookstore in Medina County. They have 16,000 items that are donated and also discarded from the library, but that doesn't mean they're not in good shape. So lots of things down there in the basement as well.
This is our chance to get some VHS tapes.
You know what? You can get them free.
They
will give
go.
Them to you. You could build a tower out of the VHS tapes.
At least charge me a dollar to give me a little temperance. Otherwise, it's like, free? Okay, I'll read.
I know. I can just put it in my little TV unit,
this,
pop it in. I'm all set.
Well, you got the VCR ready to go?
Yeah, the VHS tape. Yeah,
I still have
sure.
One.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see if the tracking works properly.
Well,
not all tracking is created equal on those VHS tapes. Tina Sable from the Medina County District Library, thank you for coming in this
thank
morning.
Thank you. It's been great.
Sharing all this great information. Again, you can find out more at mcdl.info.